I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 14. We'll be praying soon. 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 14. And we are all reading one go. He also put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom, he put garrisons. And all the Edomites became David's servants. May the Lord turn your enemies into your servants. You didn't catch it. I said, may God turn your enemies into your servants. Those who have set themselves against you, may God use them to further your cause. May God use them to further your agenda. They will be serving your agenda unknowingly. They will be pushing you to your next level without notice. Without they being aware, they will be furthering your cause. Announce to somebody seated by you, your enemies will be working for you. When they least expect, when they are not aware, they will be furthering your cause. They will be pushing your agenda. They will be pushing your agenda. They will be furthering your cause. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. See, I receive it.
Bible says that, and the Lord turned the enemies of David even to his servants. And the Lord preserved David wherever he went. The Lord preserved David wherever he found himself. Somebody here, the Lord is going to preserve you. What is the meaning of preserve? It means to protect, to keep from harm. The Lord will protect somebody here and keep you from harm. If your amen is loud, you are the one I'm prophesying to. In this last 2 months of the year, the Lord will keep you from harm. The Lord will keep you from danger. The Lord will order your steps out of trouble. You are not here with me at all. I said the Lord will order your steps out of harm's way. You will not fall into a pit. Neither will you land yourself in a trap. Your enemies will not get a cause to laugh at you. Neither will your friends have a reason to shed tears. Can I prophesy to you tonight? I declare the hand of the Lord will preserve you. The hand of Yahweh will keep you. The hand of the God of rescue will defend you. He shall be a wall of fire around you. And it shall be his glory in your midst. If you are the one, your amen will just show it. Your amen will be loud. Your amen will show. Your amen will be loud. When you are going out, you shall be protected. When you are coming in, angels will protect you. When you are going around, the hand of the Lord will be your rear guard. Am I prophesying to somebody? November is your month of preservation. You shall be preserved. December, you shall be guarded. You will not be without guards. You will not be without protection. Let them attack you by day. The angel of Yahweh shall arise. Let them attack you by night. The God Almighty shall defend you. If you are the one, your amen will show. Your amen will show. In a car, you are preserved. On the road, you are preserved. In your house, you are preserved. In your workplace, you are preserved. No arrow that fly by day, nor pestilence shall locate you. The hand of the Lord shall be upon you, and the God of the Lord shall be around you. Shall I receive? Shall I receive? Clap your two hands together and take back your seat. And the Lord preserved David wherever he went. The underlying word is wherever. Wherever. Wherever I will be. Wherever you will be. We will not be without divine preservation. The Lord will ensure your safety. Are you getting what I'm saying? Anybody who has been marked for death. This midnight, the Lord showed me two people who were marked for death. And I canceled it in the spirit. And so do I cancel. Anybody across our branches, anyone from headquarters to any of our branches that the enemy has marked for evil in this season, listen, your family will not gather to mourn you. Because in the realm of the spirit, I saw a family gathering and they were mourning someone. I declare that your family will never gather to mourn you. November, December, you will be preserved. When your family gather together, it will be for celebration. It will be for merrymaking. It will be for enjoyment. They will celebrate your life. They will celebrate your fruitfulness. They will celebrate your victory. They will celebrate your deliverance. They will celebrate your promotion. They will celebrate your new job. They will celebrate your found love. They will celebrate your promotion. They will not gather to cry. Neither will they gather to mention your name for evil. Receive. Barakataka bareketeke barakataka baha. Receive. Lenenene marakatasa. Akapa. Rakatatatatata barakatas. Ratatatata baha. I cancel. Rise to your feet and cancel. See, I cancel every gathering that is for my evil. See, I cancel every gathering to mourn me or my loved ones. See, I cancel by the blood. See, I cancel by the blood. Are you sure you are canceling? Cancel by the blood. 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 I cancel on the behalf of every church member. I cancel on the behalf of every son or daughter of this house. Every son or daughter connected to me biologically or spiritually. I cancel. It shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. It shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. It shall not stand. Engina. 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 Emmemu. Engina. Emmemu. It shall not stand. Shakapa. Lekateke braketes. Rakataka barakate. Radadada barakates. Is cancel. Shout, I receive. Clap your two hands together. Take back your seat. The Lord preserved David wherever he went, and even turned his enemies into his servants. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Divine preservation is littered all over in scripture. How God has preserved his people. How God has guarded his people. And throughout this month, we are going to pray into preservation. Because we don't want to hear any bad news. Neither do we want to bury anyone. Neither do we want to hear of sudden happenings in the lives of God's people. But rather that the Lord will preserve us. rather that the hand of the Lord will be mighty upon us. Are you getting what I'm saying? Write down provisions of divine preservation. Provisions. Scriptural provisions. Number one. Scriptural provisions of divine preservation. Say angelic preservation. Psalm 91. Angelic preservation. Psalm 91. Angelic preservation. Psalm 91. The verse number 11. Is that for you? Is that for? He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. That means to preserve you in all your ways. Say, the Lord is giving his angels charge over me. You are not here. Say, the Lord is giving his angels charge over me to preserve me wherever I find myself in this month and beyond. David, concerning David, the Bible says that for the Lord will give his angels command over us. So one of the provisions for divine preservation over our life is angelic ministration. Bible says that are they not ministering spirits who have been sent for to minister to us? They are our bodyguards. Tell somebody about you. Angels are your bodyguards. Tell him, angels are your guardians. Are they not ministering spirits that have been sent for to minister unto the saints who have been called? Hebrews 1:14. So angels have been given to us. Angels have been provided by God for his children to guard his children. Most rich men have bodyguards or security that keep their children. Most important people walk about with security and protocol that preserves them. Somebody here, you are very, very important to God. Lift up your right and say, I'm a VVIP. You are not here. Say, I'm a VVIP in the kingdom of God. See, I'm a VVIP in my Father's kingdom and on this earth. Say, I don't walk alone. Oh, sir, come on, say, I don't walk alone. See, I have backing. See, I have support. See, I have protection. See, I have guide. See, I have backing. See, I have support. See, I have protection. See, I do not walk alone. See, I'm not walking alone. Say, angels are on my left. Say, angels are on my right. Say, they are before me and they are behind me. See, I am not alone. And now to somebody by you, I am not alone. My angels are working 24/7. As you go to work, may your angels be at work. As you go to bed, may your angels be at work. As you ride from your bed, may your angels be at work. As you sit in that car, may your angels be at work. As you go for that party, may the angels be at work. As you go to church, your angels will be at work. As you transact your business, your angels will be at work. Shout, my angels are at work. Shout, my angels are at work. Ra-da-da-da, scream, my angels are working. See, I'm not walking alone. I am preserved. I am protected by ministering spirits. By ministering spirits. Though my eyes may not see them. Say, though my eyes may not see them. But with the eye of faith, I can see them. They are all around me. For they that are with us. For they that are with us. For they that are with me. They are more than they that are against me. The angels that are with me, they are more than the demons that are against me, than the witches that are against me. I prophesy over 50 people, the angels of God that have encompassed you, run about. They are more than the enemies. They are more than the demons in your Father's house. Than the demons
in your mother's house. And because of that, you will never be a victim. You will never be a casualty. You will never be a victim. You will never be a casualty. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Take back your seat. Provisions for our preservation. Aside angels. You know, when you read the story of Paul's voyage, Paul's journey to Rome, Bible says that when the ship had a wreck, that is an accident, when the ship had a wreck and they were all supposed to drown and die on the high seas, Bible says that then the angel of God appeared. And the angel of the Lord told Paul, you and all who are on board are under divine preservation, that none will be lost. Me and all on the board of rescue, none shall be lost. You didn't hear me. I said, me and all the Lord has given me, none shall be at a loss. No life shall be wasted. No one shall die suddenly. No one shall perish without cause. No one shall be wasted by the enemy. No one shall die prematurely. No one shall be wasted prematurely. No one shall die before their time. I arrest the arrow of sudden death. I intercept the arrow of sudden death. I intercept the arrow of sudden disease. I intercept the arrow of sudden diagnosis. I intercept the arrow of killer diseases. I intercept, receive preservation. There shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. Shout, there shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. Number two, provision for our preservation. Provision for our preservation. That is the mystery of the blood. The mystery of the blood. The mystery of the aside angels. God gave us the blood of Jesus for our preservation. You and I cannot be wasted by the enemy because of the blood. Everybody say, by the blood. Oh, come on, pronounce the blood over your life. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, over my wife, over my husband, over my children. Say, I sprinkle the blood. Say, I plead the blood. Say, I sprinkle the blood over my family, over my loved ones, over my family, over the work of my hands, over my education. Say, I sprinkle the blood. Say, I plead the blood upon my life, upon my destiny. Say, by the blood, I cannot be wasted. By the weapon of the blood, I will not be wasted. For when he sees the blood, he shall pass over you. For when he sees the blood, he will pass over me. When the angel of death see the blood, he will pass over my children. When the angel of death see the blood, he will pass over my congregation. When the angel of death see the blood, he will pass over me. Lift up your right hand. Shout, by the blood, I shall not be a casualty. Say, by the blood, I shall not be a casualty. Say, by the blood, I will not be a victim of life. Say, November, December. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus for my escape. For my escape. Say, pass over me. Say, diseases, pass over. Say, death, pass over. Say, accident, shall pass over. Say, terminal illness, say, pass over. Say, surgery, say, pass over. Say, pass over. witchcraft afflictions, witchcraft manipulation shall pass over, shall pass over, shall pass over, shall pass over. Say juju power, say witchcraft powers, shall juju powers pass over me, pass over my children, pass over my business, pass over my marriage. Shall not my head, not my blood, shall not my business, shall not my destiny, shall not my children, shall not my husband, shall not my wife, shall pass over, shall pass over me. You are passing over me. You are passing over us. You are passing over the church. You are passing over our congregation. We will not bury anyone. We will not attend any funeral. We will not bury any child. We will not bury any child. We will not mourn for any mother. Receive the Passover blood. Clap your two hands if you are the one. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus 12 verse 30. Say, now the blood shall be a sign. Say, a mark. And now to the person by you, there is a mark on you. It is the mark of the blood. How many of you partook of the communion this Sunday? There is a mark on your head. As many that Jesus died for, you were not just saved by the blood, you were also marked by the blood. Tell the one by you, you were also marked by the blood. You were not just saved by the blood. You were also marked. You have been identified in the spirit. When the enemy is drawing closer and he sees the mark is a warning that do not get closer, because this one is a Passover. This one must be a Passover. This one must be a Passover. The enemy cannot get closer to you. Are you hearing me? It's a Passover. If witches plan an accident on that highway and your car approaches, immediately they see the blood. And then they say, this one is a Passover. This one is a Passover. This one is a Passover. Lay your right hand on your head and prophesy, I am a Passover. Say, I receive a Passover. Say, I experience an exemption. Say, I escape by the blood. Say, and now the blood shall be a mark for you on your houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague, that is the disease, the demon that is killing everybody, the sickness that is wasting everybody, the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land. The plague shall not be on me to destroy my business when the land is struck. The plague shall not be on you to destroy your family when the land is attacked. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Lay your hands on your head. Say, no plague. I can't hear you. Say, no plague. Say, no diseases. Say, no infirmity is permitted access to my life, to my house, to my family, to my children from tonight. Say, I am marked by the blood of Jesus against every disease, every outbreak of diseases, every outbreak of diseases, every satanic disease, every evil disease, every curse, every plague. No plague is permitted access to my life, access to my family, access to my education, access to my children, access to my business, access to my career. Shall I receive escape? Shall I receive escape? Clap your two hands if you are the one. Are you following me? The mystery of the blood. In Revelation, it said, for when I see the blood, it said, for they overcame him by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. They overcame by the blood. Whatever overcame you before, you are beginning to overcome them by the blood of Jesus. I said, whatever overcame you in the past, you are beginning to have victory over them by the blood. You are beginning to claim victory by the blood. What overcame your forefathers, you are conquering by the blood. What overcame your mothers, you are defeating them by the blood. What stopped your family members, you are stopping it by the blood. Clap your two hands and shout, by the blood. Say, I win by the blood. Say, I conquer by the blood. Shout, I prevail by the blood. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive it. Provision of protection is in the wall of fire. Say, the wall of fire. Say, the wall of fire. The Lord builds, is a master of building a wall, a defensive wall of fire around those that he loves. Bible says that for he that watches over Israel, he do not sleep nor slumber. Bible says that as the mountains are around Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. So the Lord is round about his people. Are you getting what I'm saying? The devil testified about Job and said, is it not because you have made a hedge of fire around him? A hedge of fire. Everybody say hedge of fire. That is a wall of fire around him. When you read Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5, the Bible says, for I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I'll be the glory in her midst. The Lord will be a wall of fire all around her, and will be a glory in her midst. So the Lord can build that wall of fire around you and your children. The Lord can build that wall of fire around you and your business. The Lord can build that wall of fire around you and your wife or your husband. The Lord can build that wall of fire around all that God sends you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And tonight, I pray that may God surround you with a wall of fire. If your amen is loud, a wall of fire is being built around you. You may not see it physically, but it's happening in the spirit. Protection all around you. Protection all around you. 360 degrees protection. 360 degrees protection. 360 degrees protection. When you turn to the left, you are covered. When you turn to the right, you are covered. When you turn forward, you are covered. When you turn backwards, you are covered. 360 degrees protection. A circular protection. An engulfment. A surrounding. The Lord shall be a wall of fire around you. A wall of fire around your children. When they go to school, they will be protected. When they return home, they will be protected. As they cross the road, they will be protected. I prophesy upon every rescue child. They are surrounded by God. 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 Your business is surrounded by God. Your academic destiny is surrounded by God. You will never be a school dropout. Receive a 360 degrees protection. Clap your two hands together. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I walk in it. So shall it be. So shall it be. Amen. Oh, amen. Provision. 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 The Lord promises us to frustrate every weapon formed against us and to condemn every tongue that rises against us. Yeah. It's a provision for us that you walk about knowing that the Lord has given you his promise to frustrate every work that is against you, every weapon formed against you, and every pronouncement that is against you. He the Lord has promised. He the Lord has prophesied. How many of you believe in the words of scripture? How many of you believe in the provisions of scripture? Isaiah 54, the verse number 15 all the way to 17. From verse 15, look at what he said. Look at what he said. Indeed, they shall surely gather, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Not because the Lord wants them to gather. The gathering of witches don't have the support of God. The gathering of juju workers doesn't have the power and the support of God. The gathering of witches and wizards doesn't have the support of God. Anyone who will gather against your destiny, may their gathering be scattered by the Lord. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. I came to prophesy preservation over somebody. In this new month of November, whoever shall hold a meeting against you, they will scatter for your sake. Whoever shall call a secret meeting for your demotion, that secret meeting shall be scattered for your sake. Whoever shall call a meeting to sack you from the work, that meeting shall be scattered for your sake. Whoever shall call a witchcraft meeting to destroy, that meeting shall fall for your sake. That meeting shall scatter for your sake. Whoever assembles against you, they shall fall for your sake. Lift up your right hand and shout, every gathering against me, it will fall for my sake. It will fall for my sake. It will scatter for my sake. Every gathering about my children, it shall scatter for my sake. Every gathering about my job, it scatters for my sake. Every gathering about my marital destiny, it is scattering. Every gathering against my life, it is scattering. Clap your two hands and shall scatter. Shall scatter. Shall scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Witchcraft gathering, scatter by fire. Enemy gathering, scatter by fire. Gathering of saboteurs, scatter by fire. Those who are gathering to undermine my future, my destiny, shall scatter. Clap your two hands together. They are scattering for your sake. In other words, because of you. See, I'm special. Verse 16. He said, behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coal in the fire, who brings forth instruments for his work. And I have created the destroyer to destroy. God says that every witch was created by him. He created that woman before she became a witch. He created that man before that man became a wizard. He created that boss before he became your boss. He created that woman before she became your wife. He created that person before he became your employer. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, when you see the destroyer, know that I created the destroyer before he started destroying. And that is why he says he has the power to seize the authority. He has the power to, because he created them. He can call the witch back home today, and the witch will sleep and not wake up. He can call your boss back home today. That enemy in your workplace who is undermining you, who is sabotaging you, his life is in the hands of God. The Lord can call him back home today. The destroyer was made by God. They are not beyond God. They are not beyond God's power. All demons were created by God. They were then called angels. They were then angels of light. Now they are angels of darkness. Angels of destruction. But they were then angels of light. I pray that everyone behind your predicament, may the judgment of God come upon them suddenly. So they didn't hear me. I make a pronouncement by divine authority. I bring judgment upon every declared enemy of your life, every declared enemy of your destiny, every declared enemy of your business, every declared enemy of your life. Clap your two hands and shout, every enemy. Clap your hands and shout, every enemy. against my rising, against my promotion, against my rising, against my promotion. Say every declared enemy, I bring sudden judgment upon them right now. Let there be sudden judgment upon them right now. Clap your two hands and shout, sudden judgment. Celebrate the Lord. Sudden judgment. All of a sudden they have been crippled. All of a sudden they have been struck down. All of a sudden what they planned for you has come upon them. I said what they planned for you has come upon them. What they planned for you have come upon their children. What they planned for you has come upon their own lives. That's what we call sudden judgment. Sudden judgment. Sudden judgment. Sudden judgment of God. Barakataka barakataka. And so what? Verse 17. No weapon formed against you, because I'm the one who made them. None of their weapons work. That's what God is saying. Because God is the one who made them, God's power is beyond their weapons. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Announce to the one by you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Announce to another person on your right, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that will rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. That means that anybody that shall mention your name and be making incantations, pronouncement, enchantment, when they mention your name, fire will baptize them. Fire will consume them. Fire will fall upon them. When they mention your name, there will be tender storms and there will be earthquake and there will be fire upon them, and they will perish with their weapons, and they will perish with their weapons. Clap your two hands and say, let fire fall upon my adversaries, upon my enemies. Say, let fire fall upon those who are mentioning my name for evil. Those who are mentioning my name for evil. Those who are mentioning my children's name for evil. Say, everyone trying to use me, all my children, all my family members for sacrifice, when you mention our name, receive fire. When you mention my name, let fire fall upon you. Clap your two hands and release fire. Hey! Shakapa! Fire is falling. Fire is falling. Fire is falling. It's coming upon them. It's consuming them. They're swallowing them. They are meeting places. They are port. They are meeting places. They are port. They are meeting places. They are altars. In your mother's house. In your father's house. In your locality. In your house. Where you find yourself, in your workplace, the fire is falling. It's locating altars. It's locating altars. It's locating altars. It's locating altars. It's locating high places. It's locating covens. It's locating shrines. Fire! Receive! Rakatakabaya! Receive! Barakatakaba! Receive! Rakataka! Wherever your picture is, wherever your dress is, wherever your handkerchief is, wherever your slippers is, wherever your hair is, wherever your item is, cut fire! Shakapa! Rakatakabarakata! Shout fire! As we are shouting it, the fire is falling. As we are screaming it, the fire is falling. As we are clapping it, the fire is falling. Barakataka. Shabababababarakata. Are you getting me? It is happening in the spirit. It is happening. It is happening.
Whatever they have blown on you, that thing is catching fire. I said, whatever they have blown on your life, whatever they have blown on your business, whatever they have blown on your spiritual life that you are going now, I command it to catch fire. 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 Everybody say, every cloth of heaviness, say every garment of heaviness that the enemy has put on me, so that I'll feel heavy not to serve God, not to worship God, not to be able to pray. Say, cut fire. Say, cut fire. Say, cut fire. Clap your two hands and rain fire upon it. Atabiebia. Yadia show wa huhumo. I am a say wa bravo. I am a say wa nyamison. I am a umon paye. I am a unkwa sorry. I am a unkai wa Bible. Every garment of heaviness. Cut fire. 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 Shaka parakata kabarekete. Rakata da da barekete. Rakata da da barekete lebe. Rakata barekete lebe 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 lebe. Rakata kabarekete. Rakata kabarekete. Shaka baraka. The garment is catching fire. Every garment of weakness, every garment of prayerlessness, every garment of weakness, every garment of prayerlessness, every garment of weakness. Now you cannot pray. Now you cannot fast. Now you cannot go to church. Now you cannot read your Bible. Every spell that has been cast on you is catching fire. Every spell, every enchantment, every divination against you is catching fire. Are you praying? Clap your two hands and call down fire. You have been set free. 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 You are being set free. You are being set free. You are being set free. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire. Are you praying? Of your two hands and pray. Call down fire of rescue. Father. Father. Pour your fire and rescue me. Save me. Save me. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord to save you. To save your spiritual life. To save your children. To save your destiny. To save your marriage. To save your ministry. To save you. Shaka parakate. Leketekete. Rakatata. Rakataka bare. Shaka parakete. Rakatata bare. Rakataka bare. Shaka parakate. Rakata bare. Rakatata bare.
In Jesus, I release the fire of deliverance upon you.
Amen.
Whatever they have blown on you, it has been destroyed by the fire of God.
Amen.
Anything that has made you heavy, that you can't pray, you can't fast, you can't go to church, you don't feel like the way you used to feel from the beginning of the year, it's an attack of the devil. I set it on fire.
Amen.
I set it on fire.
Amen.
I set it on fire.
Amen.
Receive the fire of the Lord.
Receive
the fire of the Lord.
I
declare you are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
That enchantment is cutting fire.
Amen.
That divination is cutting fire.
Amen.
That spell is cutting fire.
Amen.
I set you free.
Amen.
I set your business free.
Amen.
I set your spiritual life free.
Amen.
I set your ministry free.
Amen.
I set your marriage free.
Amen.
I set your destiny free.
Amen.
By the visitation of fire.
Amen.
And the final one is that he, God, he has promised to break every trap, for our lives. Tonight, every trap. Some of you, you are falling into traps, but you don't know it's a trap. The devil have tried you many, many years. He was not getting you. But now, some of you, he has landed you in the trap. He now has you where he wants. It's like you have fallen into that trap they were setting to destroy you. You dodged and dodged and dodged, but finally you are falling into it. And if you don't come out quickly, they will destroy you. Before you realize, you are finished. Trap. Everybody say trap.
Trap.
There are things you are enjoying, but they are traps to destroy you. Yeah. You may be enjoying them today, but they are traps. When you want to trap a bird, you give it corn. As they are eating, that's their end. It's a trap. It's a trap. Ask the one by you, what trap have you found yourself in?
What trap have you found?
Some of you, some kind of jobs that you have got, it's a trap. Some of you, some kind of relationship you have gotten involved is a trap. Some of you, some kind of friends you have started rolling with is a trap. Some of you, some kind of things you have started doing is a trap. May the Lord set you free from every trap.
Amen.
Every snare that has finally caught up with you, may the Lord rescue you.
Amen.
I said every trap that has finally... Amen. Nyankopo on sani wo frimo.
Amen.
Nyankopo on sani wo frimo.
Amen.
Every trap that has finally caught you, may God set you free from that trap. Clap your two and say, I am free.
I am free.
From every trap.
From every trap.
Stomp your feet and clap your hands and say, I am free.
I am free.
From every trap.
From every trap.
From my destruction.
Every trap
of the enemy.
To destroy
my future,
my destiny,
my tomorrow,
my marriage,
my life,
my
ministry.
Oh God,
I escape that trap. Let the trap be broken. Let the trap be scattered.
Let
the trap be broken. Clap your two hands and break it. Break it. Break it. Are you praying?
Break every in the name of Jesus. Every
Every trap that has finally caught up with you.
efidie biara eyu nyame yiwe primo nyame yiwe primo nyame yiwe primo efidie biara abosam de yu nyame jo nyame jo every drop every drop that has finally continue you are escaping 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 now it's happening it's happening where you are it's happening your freedom is here your freedom is here receive it your freedom receive it your freedom receive it from that trap 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 you are set free you are delivered you are delivered in Jesus I am delivered
I am delivered
say I am free
I am free
kasa me de me ho kasa me de me ho ifidie bi aye su me me de me ho
every trap
for my soul
every trap
for my destiny
I release
myself
I
set myself free
now
before it's too late
don't let the hunter come and meet you in the trap he will kill you tell the one by you don't let the hunter meet you in the trap
don't let the hunter meet you in the trap
mema obomofo no mema ni mambe to se ugusu she fidie ni fidie na yi una ushe musa no e wo se udi wo ho ansa na obomofo no waba psalm 124 verse 6 said blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. In Shiranka Nyankopon said, one for ya nye hanam ama omose. A man kofon sreo.
Yes.
May people not laugh at you.
Amen.
You see, certain traps, they will make people laugh at you for the rest of your life.
Shabupa winye. It shall never happen to you.
Amen.
It shall never happen to you.
Amen.
It shall never happen to you.
Who has not given us as a prayer one for yamnye hanam ama before rien? If you are kete ni a rien am. And as you assume ni a rien ma. Obe sorry na oba down chene we wu.
Ye chemo yesu demo.
Amen.
Ye chemo yesu demo.
Amen.
Ye chemo yesu demo.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I will not be meat for my enemies. Come on, pronounce it. Prophesy. I will not be meat for the teeth of my enemies.
I will not be meat for the teeth of my enemies.
Say, my children will never be meat for the teeth of my enemies.
My children will never be meat for the teeth of
and
my
shout
enemies.
It, I will never be a mockery for my enemy.
I will never be a mockery for my
say,
enemies.
Say, I will never be ridiculed by my enemies.
I will never be ridiculed by my enemies.
You want to say something? And when I'm not ordinary, I'm sumu cheche ya sono. And I ever seen our real cow nyaye. And then we're not in our Namizu Etiasono. And then she said, I was she as if I. And she. It will never be you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, it's not my portion. It's not my portion. It's not my portion.
It's not my portion.
Say, it's not my pronounce it.
It's not my
portion. Prophesy it.
It's not my portion.
It's not my portion.
Amen.
I said, today is your last day.
Amen.
You will never continue to be in that trap.
Amen.
You will never continue to be in that trap.
Amen.
That trap of loneliness, you will never continue to be there. That trap of poverty, you will never continue to be there. That trap of ignorance, you will never continue to be there. That trap of sinfulness, you will never continue to be there. You are escaping.
Amen.
Your soul is escaping.
Amen.
Your soul is escaping.
Amen.
You are escaping.
Amen.
Your destiny is escaping.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. Verse 7. For our soul has escaped. Kase me free. Say it prophetically. Say me free. Say I'm out. Say my soul has escaped.
My soul has escaped.
Prince, my soul has escaped. Prince, my soul has escaped.
My soul has escaped.
From the traps of my enemies. From the trap of my enemies. From the trap of my enemies. Say my soul has escaped.
My soul has escaped.
Drop your two hands for me.
That is what the Bible says. Oh, my enemies. Do not rejoice over me.
Do not rejoice over me.
For if I have fallen,
Jesus,
I will rise up again.
I will rise again.
Listen to me. The one who has failed is the one who fell and said there is no hope. Eh? When you fall, you rise.
Yes.
You have lost a job. That does not mean you stay without a job for the rest of your life. You have lost a customer. That does not mean you should not have a customer again. You have failed the paper, does not mean that's the end of your life. Today you have fallen, but tomorrow you are rising. Is that my enemy? Do not rejoice over me, for if I have fallen, I will rise up. And if I am in darkness today, the Lord will be my light. Anybody here who has fallen, you are rising back.
Amen.
Your finances have fallen, you are rising back.
Amen.
Your relationship has fallen, you are bouncing back.
Amen.
Your marriage is collapsed, you are bouncing back.
Amen.
Your spiritual life has fallen to the water, you are bouncing back.
Amen.
Something good in your life has messed up, you are bouncing back.
Amen.
Receive.
I receive.
Receive.
I receive.
Receive.
I receive.
Say, I am bouncing back.
I am bouncing back.
Say, it is not over.
Until it is over.
Say, it is not over. Until the bones are rotten. Say, it is not over. Until the bones are rotten. Say, it is not over. Until it is over.
Say,
it is not over. Until the final whistle.
Until the final whistle.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Announce to somebody by you, it's not over.
It is not over.
Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on,
don't
God.
Give up on your destiny.
Don't, give up on,
don't
destiny.
Give up on your life. Rise up from where you are falling.
And
shake off the dust.
Don't
let your enemies meet you.
Don't let your enemies,
let your enemies come and laugh at you. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Everybody, just shake yourself. Shake yourself like that. Shake yourself like that. Shake yourself like that. It's happening in the spirit. It is happening in the spirit. It is happening in the spirit. You are rising. Your academic life is rising. You are going back to school. You are going back to your relationship. You are going back to your husband's house. You are going back to your glory days. You are going back to your favor days. People who dash you money. People who give you money. People who support you. Those days when people were dashing you money, you are returning to those days. You are returning to those days. You are returning to those days where your customers were too much, that you could not count your money. Your money was too much that you could not count. You are going back to those days. Shout, I am bouncing back. Shout, I am bouncing back. I am bouncing back. I am rising.
I
am shining again.
I
am rising. I am shining again. It is not over with me. I may be down today, but I am rising again. I may be down today, but I am rising again. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Say, oh, kahwa, one away. And then I mean, oh, kahwa, a wild decision. As I say, I mean, you will be some that one more one blow, but rise. Tell somebody, come on, rise. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? Crying.
Rise.
Crying.
Rise.
Won't say, Nisuam will be a Jumada. Won't say, Nisuam will be a warrior. Won't say Nisuam will be anointing as Sabada. You better rise from there.
better rise up. It is not over until it's over. And it is not over until I win.
Yes. Kai, did you hear that?
Yes.
Announce it to the devil. Hey, devil. You are not ready. You are not ready. You are not ready. Make an announcement to the devil. Say, hey, devil.
Hey, devil.
I want to make an announcement to you.
I want to make an announcement to you.
It is not over.
It is not over.
Until I am a winner.
Until I am a winner.
It is not over.
It is not over.
Until I equalize.
Ah.
And I take the lead. It is never over.
It is never over.
Until I overtake.
Until I overtake.
It is not over. Until I am crowned,
until I am
enthroned, until I become what God says I am. Say it is not over. Until I drive my car. Say it is not over. Until I have my wedding. Say it is not over. Until I sit in the office. Say it is not over. Until my ministry rises. Say it is not over until I am anointed. Say, devil, may it be known to you. Say, devil, let it be known to you. Let it be known to you. As the actress said, me perse wunu say, kaso bonsame, me perse wuti asia say, and ko ewe ye. Jesus me din konemo. Eye ye ne maye. Jesus me me din konemo. Se me din konemo ya. Ye wie battle no. Ye wie battle no. Ye be koso aku. Na ya pre. Na ye die sie ne. So se me. Me din konemo. So se me ni onyam be pie. So se ma warie be pie. So se me yemu ma be pie. Joseph me sent you any better. Joseph me suku better. Joseph me do my better. Joseph me name so better. Shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
Yes.
It's happening in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, a lot is happening. We are doing a spiritual surgery. It's happening. Things are happening. God created the world by what he said. And tonight you are creating your life by what you are saying. You are creating your miracle by the things you are saying.
Amen.
Is that my soul has escaped. As a bird from the snare of the fowler. From the snare, from the trap of the hunter. From the trap of the hunter. I said, don't let the hunter come and meet you. Uye kusie na se, hunter be trap yiwa. Now, chem hunter ni betuwa. And ye, ye du tibeko. Ba o priya na o piefium na se. Even po, u, unai ba kubu mpua. You have escaped. Ube yuaria. So se ube den, bedrufi. Who won't cry? Mr. Who won't cry? Mr. Who won't cry? Senka, a year over with you and cow die and Kawan, sorry. Nyankupon himself, what she has said, still on my own cry. That means it's not over. That means you can rise. That means you can work again. That means you can pray again. That means you can preach again. That means you can fast again. That means you can marry again. Shout, I will make it. Lift up your two hands and just say to the Lord.
And the angels sing, holy, and the ancient cry. holy. You are lifted high. Oh, holy. Holy forever.
Lift up your two hands and just chant it. Chant it in the spirit.
And the angels cry. Oh, holy. Oh, creation cry. Oh, holy. You are lifted high.
Are you chanting? Are you singing? Are you shouting?
Oh, holy. For
I want to hear you on the loudest sound of your voice.
Ooh, and the angels cry. Holy, creation cry. Oh, holy, you are holy.
Just lift up your two hands in the presence of the Lord. It's a sign of surrender that your life is available. Do what you want to do with me. Do what you want to do with me. Let there be a revival. Oshubo. Let there be a revival in Kenya. Close your eyes, lift up your two hands and just cry to the Lord for a revival. Cry to the Lord for a stirring up. Cry to the Lord for a touch. Cry to the Lord to a touch. Barakataka barakete. Shaka barakata kabrakata daba rakata barakata daba rakata daba
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.